Again, a very difficult question. Of course, we do have the International Prognostic Score, which has been published by Volker Diehl, the founder of our group. So we know some prognostic factors at baseline, yes. These are clinical parameters. Nonetheless, these are only valid if you have a regimen which is as active as ABVD. If you have a more active regimen, as we have with BCOP escalated, this prognostic score has no value any longer because most of the patients are cured anyway, so the risk factors don't have the weight they had before. So this is not suited to guide treatment any longer, this prognostic score. So we are looking for other options to tailor treatment to our patients, because we know, for example, if we are treating advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma patients with BCOP escalated, we are over-treating almost 70% of them, which can be cured with, for example, ABVD alone. And we expose them to all these toxicities, although they wouldn't need it. So how can we pick these patients? And what is currently being done, which might be more useful, is the early interim PET. So after one or two cycles, we are looking for PET response. Is there metabolic activity within the residual disease or not? And if there's a PET negative disease only, or even a CR, after one or two cycles, then it's very likely that the prognosis of this specific patient is very good, and you can reduce treatment. That's what we're doing in the HD18 trial. On the other hand, if you're starting, for example, with ABVD, then you would like to know which is the patient who needs more treatment than ABVD, so who belongs to the 30% of failures. So you could intensify your treatment early on. So this strategy is followed by American groups, Italian groups, the British groups, intensifying treatment in PET positive patients after two cycles. There's many other factors being investigated on a genomic base right now, but it's too early to judge on these developments. And so far we are relying on these more or less clinical factors, and PET response, early interim PET response, seems to be the most important factor to guide our treatment.